KUGN News Talk 590, along with Grant MacHill. I'm Storm Kennedy. She is Lisa Arkin with Beyond Toxics, joining us in studio this morning. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Storm and Grant. Good morning.
Well, Lisa, one of our top stories yesterday came from Beyond Toxics because you have filed an official civil rights complaint against the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. Can you explain why?
Sure. We filed this complaint after a number of years of trying to work with the agency to better protect air quality, particularly for residents in West Eugene, where the air is particularly laden with pollution from a number of sources, but particularly from industrial sources.
So, Lisa, what do you hope to have happen with the civil lawsuit?
Well, there have been lots and lots of documentation from the city of Eugene, from Lane County, from a number of public health agencies that people in West Eugene are more likely to be sick, especially children having asthma. The asthma rate in West Eugene for kids is nearly double that of other parts of Eugene and the state. So what we hope to have happen is working together as a community with all partners possible to do a better job of clearing up the air. Air quality is very important for our health.
You know, Lisa, one of the things you hear oftentimes when you're talking about this issue is, oh, it's just asthma. You can get it from multiple places. So why specifically is West Eugene a target for Beyond Toxics?
Well, you're right, Grant. Asthma can be triggered by a number of things, even household chemicals. But one thing we know for sure is that the type of pollution that is mentioned in this lawsuit, which is fine particulate matter, is a known and primary asthma trigger. It also contributes to heart disease, stroke, and early death. It's one that the U.S. EPA is trying to target, and they have consistently told air agencies such as LRAPA that we need to lower the level of fine particulate in our airshed.
So, Lisa, part of the article yesterday told us that the polluter bought pollution offsets to make up for the pollution in West Eugene. So does that work, the pollution offsets?
Well, it's meant to work, but in this case, the pollution offsets were purchased from a facility over 13 miles away. So that's great for the people living near that facility, but it doesn't really help the folks in West Eugene. It doesn't get at that kids' asthma problem that we're so conscious of. So no, it doesn't really help. If you're going to buy pollution offsets, you should be offsetting the air pollution in the community that is suffering.
So I'm curious, let's take a step back for just a second. How do you measure the pollution in the air? How do you find out that West Eugene is, in fact, more polluted than other areas?
That's a great question. There are a number of agencies, both federal and state, that do air quality testing. So we know from the US EPA and the State Department of Environmental Quality, as well as LRAPA, that there are certain areas, such as West Eugene, that have a greater burden of air pollution from industrial sources, from transportation sources. We have the railroad out there. And we also have this kind of bowl out there where we have mountains all around us and the ground is low. And you all know, because you do the weather report, you get fog out there at the airport. The air kind of sits. You get these inversions, and it's called a microclimate. So that's why sometimes the air in West Eugene is experienced as being of poorer quality than other places.
Now, Lisa, Beyond Toxics and yourself included, you've worked really close with the folks of West Eugene. I mean, you've even gone door to door in many of your campaigns and maybe even just checking in with families. So how is that going? I mean, do you continue doing that work door to door?
Yes, we are doing a new project in West Eugene. It's in partnership with the US EPA. We're doing soil testing because people out there want to grow gardens, just like we're trying to create a lot of food security and local food production in our area. Families out there who are conscious of their dollars want to grow veggies in their backyards. But the question has come up over and over again, is the soil in my garden safe for gardening? If a soil is has heavy metals such as lead or arsenic or mercury, that would not be safe for gardening. So we're offering gardening workshops. We're doing free soil testing, and all of that is coming up in September and October. So I'll let you know when we're doing that. But that'll be free soil testing by the US EPA, and then people can take gardening lessons, kind of gardening 101, and how do I grow the best tomatoes in the county, you know?
Yeah, sure. Great.
Any other areas in Lane County, Lisa, that might be a bit polluted that are not in West Eugene?
Well, we know that the air in Oak Ridge is problematic. That's one of the worst areas in Lane County. And again, it has to do with what's being put into the air and the geography, how the mountains form a valley, which direction the wind goes. Sometimes air pollution from Eugene goes out to Oak Ridge, but also sometimes Oak Ridge air comes into Eugene.
So, Lisa, when you say that the pollution offsets don't help West Eugene as well as they should, if at all, you know, what can you give to our listeners that live in West Eugene to, you know, help themselves, the ones that are suffering from asthma, or if they have concerns that their children could, or, you know, adults can as well, but I know you're specifically worried about children. What can people do until a bigger picture is taken and we can do something there?
I love that question. And in fact, we've talked about that sometimes here on KUGN. We've talked about not letting your car engine idle. That's a biggie. In the summertime, especially when the air is hot and it's not really moving much, people who allow their car engine to idle are pumping in the very same kinds of pollutants that cause asthma, cause heart disease, right into the air around their home, their family, their workplace. So I can't stress that enough. Idling a motor harms not only air, but is bad for your motor as well. Also, not using toxic chemicals in the home, really checking to make sure the stuff you buy is green or mixing up your own. We've handed out recipes. We have recipes on our website. We even provide books for people with 100 best green cleaning recipes. And it's cheaper to make your own as well. Not using pesticides in the yard. The more and more we learn about these products, the more we know they don't go away over time. So you spray a pesticide in year one, and it's still in that soil in year three and coming up in your plants that you might be feeding your family.
We're speaking with Lisa Arkin from Beyond Toxics. They have filed an official complaint against the Lane Regional Air Protection Agency. So the complaint has been filed. What happens now?
What happens now is the US EPA will look at the request we've made. We've asked the EPA to look at LRAPA's history of treatment of vulnerable communities, such as the one in West Eugene, which has higher rate of lower income families, more children with asthma, more minority folks, and it's a community that has a little harder time getting access to health care. We've asked them to start to roll back the clock, sort of, and not allow the new permit, which made it possible to pollute more in the area. This is all about a new permit out there to pollute more. And we've asked the agency to create like a round table where polluters, agencies, families, civic leaders can sit down at the table and talk about these things. And just like you asked, Storm, what can we all do to clean up our air? And I think the community needs to be part of those conversations.
So, Lisa, do you have any statistics about other areas and asthma rates? So how does Eugene or West Eugene compare to, you know, if it's not other cities, other areas in Eugene, but sure, specifically other cities?
Well, in Oregon, the kids' asthma rate is hovers between 7.5 and 8%. Okay. For kids in West Eugene, it's over 14%. So that's why we say it's nearly double. Mm-hmm. And we've looked at asthma, looking at school records. So these come from the school districts. And the rate in West Eugene is significantly higher, sometimes by 30 to 50% higher.
Wow.
How to explain this, don't know. But again, we do know that fine particulate matter is one of the number one causes. So we want to clean up the air.
Just about a minute left, Lisa, but I was going to ask you that. How do you clean up the air? Is it just a matter of time, or is there something you can do? Is there almost like a big vacuum cleaner to clean it out, or how does that work?
Hey, let's invent one. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, I think it's something we all have to do together, cleaning up the air. We know that the air quality has improved, certainly has improved in Eugene, Springfield area, because people become more aware. But the main thing is it has to do with regulation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about, how do you build a type of facility that has better scrubbers, better ways to prevent this stuff from getting into the air in the first place? The EPA is telling all facilities they need to install these special scrubbers anytime they do an upgrade, anytime they build a new facility. And that was the issue in West Eugene. We had a new facility there, and they wanted to pollute more, but didn't want to invest in some of the technology to stop the pollution from reaching other people.
Sure. She is Lisa Arkin. So, Lisa, if somebody wants to get a hold of you or possibly support you in a roundtable discussion idea or maybe even get some green cleaning products or recipes, how do they go about doing that?
Vacuum cleaner for the sky.
Yeah, there we go. You never know. That, you know, bigger inventions have happened.
That's right. Well, it's easy to reach us because we're right here in Eugene, and our phone number is 541-465-8860, and most people use the web these days, so you just Google Beyond Toxics, and there we are.
BeyondToxics.org. Lisa, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you on this beautiful morning, and let's go out there and breathe some clean air.